Yeah, we're ready.
Okay.
We'll call the Board of Equalization meeting to order. There is on the east wall the posting of the Open Meetings Act. Tenants by observation, Jurgens, Bauman, Dorn, Setzer, Byers, Lytle. Adams is absent. Need to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
Motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, seconded by Byers. All in favor? Or vote. Yeah.
6-0.
Okay, approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, seconded by Jurgens. Vote.
Okay, so.
Oh.
Denny, are you abstaining?
Yeah.
Abstaining. Okay.
In favor, Jurgens, Dorn, Bauman, Lytle, Setzer, Byers abstaining. He wasn't here.
Okay.
Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, we need to open a public hearing and approve or disapprove tax exemptions on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit organizations, the Salvation Army and Holy Cross Lutheran Church.
I move we open the public hearing.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. 6 yeses and Adams not present. So, is there anyone here to testify or speak for the Salvation Army or the Holy Cross Lutheran Church? And what are those? Oh, here they are. Never mind.
Actually, Lisa is here if you have any questions, because that's what the treasurer. So.
Okay. Oh, okay. The Salvation Army has a 2012 Dodge crew van. I don't see any valuation or anything. The motor vehicle property tax would be $460 on it. The Holy Cross Lutheran Church has a 1997 Ford van. And the motor vehicle tax would be $5. I think we can afford that one.
Yeah.
Any comments or any questions?
Motion to close the public hearing.
Yep.
Second.
Second. Motion by Bauman, second by Lytle. Vote. Now we need a motion to approve.
I'd make a motion to approve the exempted vehicles of the Salvation Army and the Holy Cross Lutheran Church.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, second by Byers to approve tax exemptions on vehicle owned by the Salvation Army and the Holy Cross Lutheran Church. Vote. Vote 6.
Do you want to vote against that?
What?
You let me know and I'll.
Oh, yeah.
Got 6 in
yes
favor.
Vote all day long. And you want to do yeah, so let me know.
Okay, then we have approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 14.
You've got it.
And that's right here. Has everybody seen it? Otherwise, it's.
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay.
Yep.
The 463, what was it, 463?
It's $421.32 corrected tax because their homestead exemption went from 100% to 70%. They were at a zero tax, and now their tax will be $421.32.
I would move tax correction slip number 14 be approved.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Any comments? Otherwise, vote. 6-0-1 agenda. There you go. Any other things for Lorraine?
There's a couple things. I just want everybody aware that the homestead exemptions are due the 30th, but since the 30th is on a Saturday, we will accept them on July 2nd. And I think we got a news release, too, that protests are also that way. Since the 30th is on a Saturday, we will accept them on July 2nd. And then also we need some dates of when we're going to do protests again, and we also need dates of when it's going through the whole board.
Patty and I talked to the board meeting dates are the 11th and the 25th, and they have to be completed by the 25th, so when we talked, we thought we could do whatever you guys have heard before the 11th. You could make your approve or disapprove on the 11th for that group and then the finish up with the 25th, okay. If you guys want to.
Okay, Kathy.
That's fine.
For the regular, you know, decision, but then you have to set.
Here the protest, the 11th. Okay.
The ones that we've completed by then.
And then yeah. We have 7 days. I think we have to get the notices out then after the 25th. So.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a, when do you want to hear some more protests?
How many do we have again?
Yes, yesterday afternoon, I haven't seen how many came in, but before that I had probably about 20 again.
And I know Patty talked that she was going to try to look at some of them that she was settling some of them.
Yeah, she thought she could deal with some of them, you know, in your office or whatever. But, mm-hmm. You know, yeah, I guess I don't know what works with Denny. One we talked about was like next Monday again or something have it, but because you need so many days to send it out. Or is that enough or not?
We have to get a notice to the individuals so that they can be here if they want to be
here. So next Monday, probably the 2nd, isn't enough time.
Well, if we decide today and we get them out, you know, today we can give them that.
It's up to you guys in case I can't do it, so.
That'd be July.
Kathy? Yep.
Are we... July, that would be fine with
July
me.
9th.
Oh, that's two Mondays. That's not next Monday. That's the Monday after that.
July.
If you're wanting to do a committee meetings, when did you say? The next Monday or?
I didn't say. I just said.
I thought Patty said something about the non.
A little bit depends on how many we have come in here in the next, you know, 3 days. I know Patty always says the last few days are the big rush, and you have until Monday, even I guess, or whatever.
Well, to do something next week with the holiday in there. It's not a problem for me, but it's...
Oh, why don't we schedule one for the 9th, then? In the afternoon, or not?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Let's try that. I don't know when they're going to schedule me at Mayo, so I'm not...
No, that's fine.
But if it works for you guys.
You know, unless Patty decides that we have a lot of them come in, if we're looking at 20 today, and I don't know how many more come in, you know, we can... We can schedule for the 9th and then schedule a couple more right after that, too, or something.
Okay.
But unless you all of a sudden get a whole big bunch of them that we need to schedule more dates, then...
And Patty can do some of these that are coming in. The staff can get those taken care of before they get to us.
And we may need to do something like the 4th or the 5th if you get...
Myron, you know, depending on that, you know, I would be willing. I was on that committee last year. I'd be willing to come in and help too. So keep that in mind. If anybody needs a, I'll come in and help whenever you need it. So
let's go ahead and schedule the 9th for 1:00.
1:00. Okay.
Because I think we did about 15 of them this week.
Lorene, compared to last year, as far as protest wise, is it up or down, or where is
down.
It? Down.
Okay. Way down.
So far.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think we could schedule them a lot closer together.
Okay.
And because we sat here, we had a couple no-shows. Mm-hmm. We sat here for 30 to 45 minutes with nobody in here. So.
Yeah, I'd squeeze.
Not enough time to go back to work, but too much time to sit here.
We have, every 15 minutes? So you want to go like every 10 or every...
I'd say every 10. I mean, I don't, that'd be, I think, every 10 minutes.
Because if you get a little behind, it's okay. I mean, we try to accommodate everyone, but every 10 would work, I think.
Right. Even if, you know, if you do get a little behind, then you can set them aside and go back and discuss them and do your decision.
Right. Later.
We don't do it when they're...
Right. When they're in the room.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Anything else?
No, not that I have.
No. Any other comments? Call the Board of Equalization meeting to a close.